Chapter 22, Part 2. 2-2.
Fill the pipeline. Sales is a numbers game, to some degree at least. If you have 100% closing ratio and only call on one person in your career, if you close everybody you meet in your career and only call on one person, I'll promise you, nobody will say you're the greatest. You just had a high closing ratio and didn't call enough people. You got to fill the pipeline. Sales is a numbers game to some degree. If you have 100% closing ratio and only call on a few people, you're done. There is no career for you. You can only be as successful as your ability to keep your pipeline full. Keeping the pipeline full at all times is vital. It is the thing. It's like, how can I make this thing big, thick, chunky? Most salespeople only measure who they recently sold, but should value and measure all activities that continue to fill the pipeline up. If I say, hey, man, you had a good week. Oh, yeah, man, I sold these two, or I sold three, or I got a couple. Hey, man, what about what's in the pipeline? Value that. Talk about it. Sold, unsold, lost to customers, lost other orders, gained orders, not ready to buy until the next quarter, referrals, second sales. See, these are things that can fill a pipeline. Ads you got going out, billboards you got going out, Twitter ads or whatever, man, fill the pipeline. One of the most common mistakes I see from salespeople and sales organizations is they celebrate a sale and forget to fill up their pipeline. So they have the up and down. I sold somebody. What's the problem with that? I lost my best prospect and forget to fill him up, replace him. One of the negatives of selling a client is you lose that client and then have to start the cycle again with a new client. This is what I mean about keeping the pipeline full. It takes a lot of work to sell someone and immediately replace that person with someone else. I talk a lot about this in the 10X rule and also in the, if you're not first, you're last, about how to keep that pipeline loaded, about the fact that people underestimate the amount of energy and effort necessary to create success and then maintain success. Conquering something is one thing, keeping it an entirely different thing. Conquering the mountain, it's one thing. Holding that fort and keeping it as your own is something else. In sales, you want a full pipeline of possibilities so you aren't dependent. You go get a sale and I'll look up, oh, my, there's a vacuum. See, that's conquering the mountain, the fort, and then not being able to keep it because now you got to go chase something else. You want to keep a full pipeline of possibilities so you're not dependent on that one sale and then go home and say, oh, we made a sale, we made a bunch of money, pipeline's empty, and we can't really celebrate. Salespeople without full pipelines become desperate and easily shakable. A guy who works with me called and was complaining about a prospect, my boy Brock. Man, this guy canceled on me. I said, hey, dude, you know, the reason you're in itch pay right now, that's Piglet. The reason you're complaining right now, Brock, is not because that guy canceled. It's because you don't have a full pipeline. You're not upset because he canceled. You're upset because you failed to keep your pipeline full. Fill your pipeline. Learn to fill your pipeline. Overrunneth your cup. Fill the pipeline and never think, never believe or never let anyone else believe there's enough in your pipeline. The only people that don't want more are the people that don't have enough, and find out when it's way too late.